At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's day, February 6th, episode 121. This is a special edition Betting Above the Rim podcast based on all the movement in the NBA at the trade deadline. And let's get into the five biggest moves, in my opinion, at the deadline over the last week. First one, we know the blockbuster trade that sent Anthony Davis to Dallas, with the main part being Luka Doncic being sent to the Los Angeles Lakers, with other parts including Max Christie, Maxi Kleber, Marquise Morris, so on and so forth. But the main thing was the two big superstars that came, obviously, late Saturday night into Sunday morning. And when you think about it, we talked about this, how, and we'll get into this next topic in our award tour when we start talking about, or in the last topic, Scouting Report, about the winners and losers at the trade deadline. But simply put, when this happened, I thought the Lakers, while getting a superstar for the next decade and a half, was needing rim protection and front court help. But they got that done last night in a trade with, obviously, with the Charlotte Hornets, that sent Mark Williams over to the Lakers for a compensation package that included Dalton Connect, Cam Reddish, and a 2031 unprotected first-round pick and a 2030 pick swap. And this is why I thought it was important, right? You have two dynamic players in Luka and LeBron, right? You got other pieces around, including Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, maybe you get back a guy like a Jared Vanderbilt. But to me, losing Anthony Davis, you need a rim protector. Mark Williams, who was averaging about 15.5, 9.6 during the season, is the lob threat that's perfect for Luka. He's young. So what this does is this addresses the Lakers' front court problems now, but someone into the future. Key thing with Mark Williams, can he stay healthy? We'll have a lot more about these two teams coming up in our scouting report. The big domino we were talking about yesterday, one of them did drop before the deadline, and that's Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler was traded from Miami to Golden State for a package that included Andrew Wiggins, Dennis Schroeder, Kyle Anderson, and an unprotected first-round pick. Now, the key thing is Jimmy Butler got his two-year, $121 million extension, what he was looking for, because we knew if he went to free agency, he wasn't going to get the bag. What that does in Golden State is this. They got to go for it now. They realize with the ages of both Draymond and Steph that their window was closing fast. So this was the piece that they needed. Tough, rugged, shot maker. No nonsense. And a guy that when he's dialed in is great. That's the problem when he's dialed in. Jimmy's got his money. He should be okay. Moving on. Next trade. Talked about this a little bit before as well. Last episode. The trade of De'Aaron Fox heading to San Antonio with the Kings getting Zach LaVine. Three first-round picks. Bulls getting Zach Collins, Trey Jones, Kevin Huerter. We'll talk about basically all three of these teams when we get into our scouting report here. But you saw it last night, how great De'Aaron Fox was. First player, I do believe, in NBA history to have a 20-10 in his first game with a team. Him and Wemby, it's going to be dynamic. You saw the play. The posterized dunk of Stephon Castle. And it kind of looks like, are we at a point now where that window is starting to open a little bit for the San Antonio Spurs. They didn't have to give up Keldon Johnson. They didn't have to give up Devin Vassell. They didn't have to give up Stephon Castle. They didn't have to give up a lot to me to get a player in regards to player of De'Aaron Fox. And obviously we know that Zach LaVine is a proven scorer and that should help a team like Sacramento. But I want to really focus on the two trades that happened last night and today. First off, I talked about how New Orleans had to blow this up. They had no choice. They moved Daniel Theis earlier in the day, right, to Oklahoma City, which we'll talk about Oklahoma City too, because I thought them really quick getting him, getting Hartenstein back. And now Chet, remember, folks, is cleared to play tomorrow. We'll get into that with the odds with them, but I think that they're a big winner. But let's talk about New Orleans. It wasn't working. DeJounte Murray tears his Achilles, right? McCollum gets hurt a lot, getting up in age. Zion, I don't even want to go there. They had to blow it up. And I told you at some point, it's either going to be B.I. or Zion. They chose B.I. And they sent him up to Toronto for a package that doesn't look great. Bruce Brown, Kelly Olynyk, and a first round and 1 second round draft pick. I thought, although they're not one of the winners here, you gotta like what Masai Ujiri is doing in Toronto. Think about this, folks. Their top four, or their starting lineup, went healthy. Emmanuel Quickley, RJ Barrett, Scotty Barnes, Brandon Ingram, Jakob Poeltl. Folks, that is a very, very good starting five. Now, they have to get better, right? They have to grow. But that is a young starting five that I thought, if you look at what's going on in Toronto since winning the championship, they kind of went downhill, right? Siakam gone, OG Anunoby gone, right? But now they've replenished it. And Masai Ujiri, folks, has been considered one of the best GMs in the league for a long time. And I thought it was a really depth move on his part to get B.I., but not really give up anything, in my opinion, as regards to long-term significance. Talking about adding on, last podcast, or a couple of podcasts ago, I sat here and told you all that the East was Boston, New York, everyone else. Remember, Boston, New York play Saturday night. Well, Cleveland decided to say, hold my beer, with a fantastic trade that they made, acquiring DeAndre Hunter from Cleveland for Caris LeVert, Georges Niang, and 3 second-round draft picks and 2 pick swaps. Folks, DeAndre Hunter, when healthy, is outstanding. 3-and-D guy. Catch and shoot. And now you look at them, is they can now go, at times, Hunter, Mobley, Allen. Huge front line. Great defensively. Or you could play DeAndre Hunter as that 4 with one of those 2. Atlanta continued to tear it down, folks, by then trading Bogdan Bogdanovic over to the Clippers for Terrence Mann and Bones Highland. Atlanta had to start to blow this up a little bit. Focus on Trey. Focus on Jalen Johnson. I'm a little upset that either Capella or Kongu wasn't traded. That could be in the offseason. A team like Atlanta started to realize that they weren't in contention. So I thought it made sense. One last trade that made a little bit of sense here is Phoenix making a trade of Yusuf Nurkic for Cody Martin, okay? Now, this trade also allows that Hornet team that we'll get into a little bit in regard to our winners and losers. Come up after the commercial break. We'll get into our award tour. We'll look at preseason to now, odds to win the East, West, and NBA championship. And after all the moves at the NBA trade deadline, what do I think is the finals matchup? We'll be back with our award tour after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to your NBA trade deadline edition of the BATR podcast. Let's get into our award tour. We break down future odds in the NBA, and it's fitting that after the trade deadline has passed, there's been movement. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at the East, West, and NBA odds. We'll look at preseason, and we'll look at today, and I'll give you my picks right now for each to win the East, the West, and the NBA championship. Start at East. Before the season started, the Boston Celtics were +160 to win the title. The Knicks were 3.5-1, Philadelphia 5-1, Milwaukee 7-1, Cleveland 16-1, 18-1 for Orlando, 21-1 for Indiana, 22-1 for Miami, and we don't need to go any further than that. And now looking at the odds as of today, after the trade deadline, the Celtics are a -110, Cleveland with the trades jumped New York, they're at +280, Knicks 5.5-1, Milwaukee 11-1, Philadelphia 30-1, Orlando 34, Indiana 35, and then we're not going to go any further than that. So to me, you know, I can't, as well as they've looked, and obviously they just beat Cleveland, I can't take Boston at -110. I don't see the value in it, right? You're getting minus money. If Boston were to turn around and become even money or a +105 or +110, yeah, I can understand you want to take that. So to me, it now comes down to, I'm going to say three teams, right? Cleveland, New York, Milwaukee. Let's just eliminate Milwaukee at 11-1. I just don't think they have the defensive firepower. I think they're trying, yes, they made a move for Kyle Kuzma, but they're trying to like tinker and still compete and win. And I don't think Kyle Kuzma is enough for me personally to get them over the hump, even though Chris Middleton is a little bit past his prime. Obviously, the big trade with Chris Middleton heading to Washington for a package that included Kyle Kuzma and Patrick Baldwin. So if it's not them, it's now Cleveland and New York. For the value, I'm going to take New York at 5.5-1. The Knicks did not make a trade at the deadline, but the Knicks may have one of the biggest acquisitions at the deadline, and that Mitchell Robinson was cleared in the last week to start practicing full contact. This is a Mitchell Robinson that's the one of, if not the best, offensive rebounder in the NBA. A Mitchell Robinson that's a great job as a rim protector, and a Mitchell Robinson that, as a lob threat, fits in with this Knicks in the second unit, which now has Deuce McBride, who should get a bigger role. Campaign is starting to figure it out. Precious Achiuwa, right? So if Tibbs wants to play his guys, Mitchell Robinson, to me, is a top 20 center in the league. He's coming off the bench. So because of the value at 5.5-1, I got to like the Knicks and their chances of coming out of the East. Now go out West. Before the season started, my pick, Oklahoma City, was +330. Minnesota was +470. 5.5-1 for Denver and Dallas. 9-1 for Phoenix. 15-1 for Memphis. 18-1 for the Lakers. 19-1 Golden State. 20-1 New Orleans. 27-1 Sacramento. This thing got turned all upside down with the trade of Luka Doncic going to the Lakers. Oklahoma City's at +105. Deservedly so to be the favorite. Denver 6-1. Lakers 7.5-1. Memphis 11-1. Clippers overachieving 16-1. Houston really overachieving 18-1. Golden State 20-1. Minnesota 23-1 along with Dallas. And Phoenix is 26-1. Folks, Phoenix is a hot mess. We'll get to them next segment. Oklahoma City, obviously +105. I thought the Daniel Theis trade was really shrewd and smart. Denver, I can't get behind them. I just think they're missing it, right? It. The Bruce Browns, the KCPs, Jeff Greens. They don't look right. So it can't be them. Lakers, folks, well done by Rob Pelinka getting Mark Williams in. I still worry about their shooting acumen, especially losing Dalton Connect, who may have been their best shooter. Now they have Austin Reeves who can shoot the ball. But to me, you guys are going down the board to start to find where I find value. I expect it. Folks, 23-1, Dallas Mavericks. You have to understand where I'm coming from. Kyrie is engaged. AD is healthy. You look at a lineup of Kyrie, you know, with Clay, right? With, you know, AD, you know, with, you know, Daniel Gafford, right? Until Lively gets back, right? You have Cody, you have Caleb Martin come off the bench, right? You have guys that, here's a trade, obviously, that had Caleb Martin being traded to Dallas for Quentin Grimes. But you could space the floor with these guys, and they're tough, and they have playoff experience. And I just think at 23-1, they are a really shrewd pick for you to take a look at, especially if you had a ticket at them at 6-1 before the season started. Now let's go to the NBA title odds, where it's the Celtics are plus 310, 6.5 for Oklahoma City, 7.5 for the Knicks, 10-1 for the Sixers and Minnesota. Remember, this is before the season, 11-1 for Denver and Dallas. Now let's look at odds right now, today, right? And obviously the Celtics are plus 210, plus 230 for Oklahoma City, 6.5 for Cleveland, 14-1 for Knicks, 15-1 Celtics, 17-1 Lakers, so on and so forth. Folks, this is where if you want to take Boston, it's plus 210. I just don't know if I can get behind this team because I worry about they shoot the ball from three. I thought Oklahoma City was going to do more with all the picks, but if Chet's healthy and Hartenstein is back and Chet is cleared to play tomorrow, he's off the injury report, plus 230, Oklahoma City wins the NBA championship. Coming up next, we'll look at our scouting report. Well, I'll give you my winners and losers after the trade deadline. Some you may agree, some you may disagree with. We'll be back with the scouting report after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, NBA Trade Deadline Edition, episode 121. And let's get into our scouting report. Today's scouting report, simply put, winners, losers at the NBA trade deadline. And start with the winners here. First off, San Antonio. You look at the fact of getting a player of the magnitude of De'Aaron Fox without giving up Keldon Johnson, without giving up Devin Vassell, right? Without giving up, Stephon Castle. This young team is primed to make a move for a championship. Moving on to the Lakers. I talked about it before that I thought the Lakers were going to be short-term losers, long-term winners. Obviously, long-term with the trade of Luka Doncic being that next superstar to come in, obviously with the trade for AD and being that next megastar in LA. But they addressed the short-term by getting Mark Williams. Now, I understand you got to give to get, but Mark Williams has a lob that if he could stay healthy, that lob there for Luka on pick and rolls, LeBron, same thing, pick and rolls. You get enough guys like, you know, Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura to knock down shots. I think the Lakers won because of the second trade, short and long term. Speaking of the trade, Dallas won as well, right? I think that high pick and roll between Kyrie and KD, it's going to be absolutely dynamite. But to me, getting Caleb Martin, right, as well, in the trade for Quentin Grimes, you go high pick and roll, space the floor, Martin, PJ Washington, Klay Thompson, right? You have a secret amount of depth. You didn't give up Derek Lively, right? I think this team defensively is going to be fantastic. And that's how you win in the playoffs. Speaking of winners, Miami. Why? Two reasons. Number one, they got rid of Jimmy Butler. I think they got rid of Jimmy Butler. I think that was such a smart move by Riley to get rid of him. They had to get rid of this guy because he was such a pain in the neck. But to me, getting a guy like an Andrew Wiggins, right, who is a Heat guy, he's going to defend. He's going to play the right way. He's going to give you everything you need. And secretly, you look at this team, Hero, Robinson, Wiggins, Bam, Ware, Rozier, Hawkins, Highsmith, Jovic. Davion Mitchell also came in the trade yesterday. Sneaky good team they had there in Miami, depth-wise. Cleveland, DeAndre Hunter. Simply put, DeAndre Hunter. This guy should be in the conversation for sixth man of the year. I think he's better than Caris LeVert, way better than Georges Niang. You can play him as a three. You can play him as a four. They become really, really, really good defensively. Lastly, for teams that I thought that won the deadline, Charlotte. Hear me out really quick. Young core is developing. LaMelo, Connect, Miller, Bridges. Nurkic will hold the place there, but I think I really like this young core and the draft picks they've developed. Let's go to the losers. Golden State, folks, I can't get it. I can't do it with Jimmy Butler and Draymond. I think this team still wasn't making it out of the first round. Philadelphia, they needed an upgrade because I don't know if Paul George is that guy. He does not look like the guy anymore. They are falling behind in the East, and they're old, and you got to worry about Embiid. Sacramento, you had Halliburton, you traded him. Now you get rid of, obviously, De'Aaron Fox. You bring in Zach LaVine, who could score. I love Zach LaVine as a player. It didn't work in Chicago. It ain't going to work now. They need a point guard. And listen, defensively at the center position, they just can't stop anybody. Chicago, why are they giving Lonzo Ball 2 years for $20 million? Someone explain this to me. This team needs to blow it up. They started to trade LaVine, but they kept Vooch. And they gave Lonzo money. They kept Torrey Craig. It doesn't make sense, anything that they're doing there in Chicago. That team is in deep trouble, and they've been terrible except for 1 year with Tibbs since Jordan retired. Lastly, Phoenix. They're a mess. KD don't play last night. KD could have got part of a three-way trade. He doesn't want to go. They get rid of Nurkic, who didn't like Bud. And the biggest problem is that contract of Bradley Beal is the worst contract in the league, and that is going to hamstring them. Watch Phoenix. Ready for this, folks? Blow it up at the end of this season. It's going to be bad because you're not going to go through four coaches in 4 years. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast for February 6th. For all things sports gambling, download the Sports Grid app, pregame, in-game, postgame, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. It was my pleasure to talk to you guys about the NBA trade deadline. We'll be back with our normal Betting Above the Rim podcast next week. From our producer, Matty George, and Vinny, who does a great job with the graphics. Thanks for listening, folks. And always remember, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.